Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Trumais, Perik Gimel, Mischne Aleph. Hatoyrem Kisho, some have separated a cucumber, this is going to be Truma for other cucumbers. Venem Tseis, Mara. It turns out the cucumber was bitter. Or Avatiach, he separated a melon, that was supposed to be Truma for other melons. Venem Tse Seruach. Seruach means it wasn't good, it was spoiled. Sagt the Mishnah in both cases, Truma. What he first gave is Truma, but V'yachzer V'yitrim. He has to take off Truma again. Even though he was a shaygig, explains the Batanu. In other words, he didn't know that the cucumber was bitter and that the melon was spoiled. He still has to take off Truma again. Why? Says the Batanu. Because although he's not amazed, because L'maisa, he didn't know that it was bitter or spoiled, but he's karev L'maisa because he should have tasted it. Frektatisis Yamtev, how is he supposed to taste it? Until you separate Truma, it's tabli, you're not allowed to eat it. So he says, look, he could have cut off a small part of the cucumber, small part of the melon, separate Truma Simaisis from that part, so he has a little bit over here that's not tevel, and taste it before he takes off Truma for everything. In any event, that's how the Batanura learns. They were punishing him, because he should have tasted it. Some say it's not a knas. The reason we're telling him to take Truma again is because we're saying that if it's bitter or spoiled, it's not Truma. And therefore no Truma was taken. Zak the Mishnah weiter. Hatarim chavis shel yayin, someone separates a barrel of wine for other barrels, and it turns out, shel chaymetz, that it's vinegar. Wine does turn into vinegar if you don't take care of it properly. So let's try to do the numbers over here, because it's going to be important. How much Truma are you supposed to take off? So we said, midraisa chita achas b'teres esakri, even a single kernel of wheat can patter an entire pile. However, the Rabbanon gave shiurim, they said an average person gives a 50th. What does it mean, a 50th? Let's say he had 50 barrels of wine. So he's going to put aside one barrel as Truma for the others. That's a 50th. And that's what he did. So once again, Atarim Chavi Yeshal Yayin, he takes one barrel out of the 50, says this is Truma, Vinim Tseis Shal Chaim, it turns out that it's vinegar. Zok the Mishnah Vaiter, Im Yidu Ashoi Shal Chaim, it's Achaloi Sirama. The big question now is, when did it turn into vinegar? If we can figure out that this was already vinegar before he separated as Truma, ain't a Truma, it's not Truma. Why, says the Batanura, the yayin v'chaymet shnei minamein. Wine and vinegar are two types. Wine is wine and vinegar is vinegar. And you can't separate from one type of whatever it is on the other. On the other end, im mishetiram hechmitza, if I could figure out that it only became vinegar after he separated it as truma, that's when it turned vinegar, harezu truma, so that's good truma. Because at the time he was mafrish this truma, it was wine. It was still wine, not vinegar. Im safik, if we're not sure. We don't know when it turned into vinegar. Could be before he separated as truma, could be afterwards. Then the din is truma, it's truma. Because for all we know, it could have still been wine before he was mafrish truma. But v'yachse v'yitrim, he has to separate truma again. Because maybe it was vinegar at the time that he separated it. So what does he do with both trumais? Says the Batanuri, give both to the kayan. Kayan gets both for free? No. As a matter of fact, here we apply the law of Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Harai, which means if you want to take something from someone, you have to prove that it's owed to you. So really the kayan would have to prove that he deserves it for free. Now, one of the trumais he deserves for free. Which one? The first one or the second one? Now here comes a chap. Which truma has more, the first one or the second one? And the answer is, the first one will always have more. Because if we start out with 50 barrels, the first one is one barrel. But now we only have 49 barrels left. So he's not going to have to designate a full barrel. A 50th would be somewhat less than a barrel. That's why we're saying the kohen has to pay for the first one. Which one do you get for free? The second one. Because we're going to argue the first one may have already been vinegar. And the second one is the real truma. So what you deserve for free is only the second one, unless you can prove otherwise. So I'm going to give you both. I'm not a kohen. I can't use any. I can't take a chance because it could be either one is truma. But you're going to have to pay for one of them, and you're going to have to pay for the larger one. The first one that I gave him is not midemas on its own. What does that mean? We already said normally if truma falls into less than 100 of chulin, it doesn't become batel. Well, most other things become batel in 60 times the amount. For truma to become batel in chulin, you need 100 times the amount. So let's say I have this first barrel that I separated, and it got mixed up with less than 100 of chulin. So if I knew for sure this was truma, everything would have to be treated as truma. But because I'm not sure, I don't say it all becomes aser. Maybe this wasn't truma at all. Maybe the second one is truma. Now that I'm mafresh the second one, and that second one got mixed up with less than 100 of chulin, I also say, it's not midemas bifnei atzma. If I knew for sure it was truma and it got mixed up with less than 100 of chulin, it would all have to be treated as truma. But in this case, maybe the first one was good truma, and the second one is not real truma. So neither one on its own, if it got mixed up with less than 100 of chulin, would make everything truma. That's what it means, ena midemas bifnei atzma. This din, that if truma falls into less than 100, it's all considered truma, is a drabanan. It's not midiraisa. By a drabanan, we say safik rabanan lekula. If you have a safik about a drabanan, we can go lekula. The drabanan told us we can do that. So being that we're not sure on each one, whether it's truma or not, we go lekula. Vaiter zakta mishnah ve'ein chayavan ala chaymish. I'm not a kayan. Let's say by mistake, I took the first portion. I didn't realize it was truma. Normally, if I found out that I ate truma, not only do I have to pay back the truma, I have to add a fifth. I have to add a chaymish. But in this case, if I, by mistake, ate the first one, I don't have to add the chaymish. Because maybe it wasn't truma. And the same would be true if I only ate the second one. Or drank the second one. I don't have to add the chaymish. The Mefarshim try to figure out, but why do I have to pay the karen? Meaning to say, let's say the first barrel of wine or vinegar is worth $20. So I don't have to pay an extra fifth. But why do I have to pay the $20? Why can't I say just like I don't have to pay the fifth? Maybe I didn't need truma. So there are different ways of explaining it. See, the Mishnah Rishayin explains, look, if you possibly ate truma, you don't have a kapara unless you pay for the keren. So I need a kapara. The fifth, however, the extra chaymish, doesn't stop my kapara. So normally, if you're not sure if I owe the money, I don't pay the money. Here, however, I don't want to take a chance. I need a kapara. I need mechila for eating truma, or possibly eating truma. But that's only for the keren. Being that the chaymish doesn't stop the kapara, I can say, look, if you prove that it's truma, I'll pay the chaymish, but you can't prove it. Some say the reason he has to pay the keren because it was already given to the kayan and it belongs to the kayan. Some like any other person that eats something that belongs to someone else. We don't know if it was truma or not, but it belonged to someone else. I for sure have to pay the keren. The shayla is only on the chaymish. But according to this pshat, if I ate this before it was given to the kayan, then en chanami, I wouldn't have to pay the keren either. Okay, so chazring over our Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Person separated cucumbers as truma for other cucumbers, turns out afterwards that it was bitter, or he separated melons for other melons, turns out afterwards that it was rotten. So it's truma. If you remember, we said if someone separates from something that's not good and something that's good, b'di'eved, it's chal. But you have to give truma again. And that's midrabanan that you have to give truma again. Then we said if someone separates, let's say, a barrel of wine, he's mafrish, a barrel of wine for other barrels, and it turns out that it's vinegar. So if I knew it was vinegar before he gave the truma, it's not truma. This is like mina she'ena mina. Wine and vinegar are considered two things. On the other hand, if I know for sure it didn't turn into vinegar until after he separated the truma, meaning at the time that he separated the truma, it was still wine, so it's good truma. Problem is, if I'm not sure, I don't know when it turned into vinegar. So then the din is, it's truma al safik, because maybe it was wine when he separated it. So the truma took effect, but he has to give truma again. Because maybe it was vinegar at the time that he separated it. We said the first one is not midamas bifnei atzma. The din of midoma is a drabona dikadin, that if truma falls into less than 100, it does not become batel. The whole thing has to be treated as truma, but that's only if I know for sure it's truma. Being that this is a drabana, we say safek drabana lekula. So if the first truma falls into less than 100, we say no. You don't say the whole thing becomes truma. And the same is true if the second truma is now going to fall into a different set of chulin, but it's less than 100. I also say maybe it's not truma, so it doesn't answer everything. We don't treat everything as truma. Let's chaz over again. We've mentioned it before. What does the word midumah mean? Truma is called dema. Midumah means something that truma is mixed into. Furthermore, if I ate, I am not a kain. If I ate one of these two trumais, b'shoigeg, I have to pay the kain, the keren, how much it's worth, but I don't have to pay the chaimish. Normally, when you eat truma b'shoigeg, you have to add a chaimish. Here, being that it's a suffix, I don't have to. Why I don't have to? So we explained from the Mishnah Rishayna that really I shouldn't have to pay the keren either. If I ate $20 worth, I shouldn't have to pay even the $20 because maybe it's not truma. But that I need for a kapara. If you ate truma, you need a kapara. So as far as the halachis of chayshe mishpat are concerned, unless you can prove that I owe money, I don't have to pay it. But I don't want to take a chance and not have a kapara. As far as the extra fifth is concerned, that's not needed for the kapara, and therefore it would be up to the kayan to prove that it was truma for me to have to pay that fifth.